Linda Spiel threads a long, blossoming branch into a flower arrangement in the middle of a boat.
I was putting flowers in this vessel that's going out to the ocean with the idea that we're sending our energy to Japan.
Spiel was among the dozen or so gathering yesterday at Lydia's Sunflower Cafe in Petaluma.
I came to support the anniversary and this project that we're doing.
The project was the idea of Jenny Reynolds, a resident of Redwood Valley in Mendocino County.
We're not really celebrating, we are honoring the third anniversary of the Fukushima disaster. I find that many people have a difficult time dealing knowing what to do and what we feel about this disaster and what's coming our way.
Reynolds is a member of the group Fukushima Response, a Bay Area and Northern California group concerned about the radiation that continues to emanate from the Japanese power plant.
I'm very much into ceremony and our blessings and trying to stay on the positive side. So I said I'd like to do an ikebana because it's Japanese. It's a Japanese form of flower arranging.
Ikebana is spiritual for its practitioners, who remain silent while arranging. The tradition developed 6 centuries ago in Japan and stems from the Buddhist ritual of offering flowers to the spirits of the dead. But Reynolds says the purpose of the ceremony is not just to honor the 19,000 people who died 3 years ago. It's also to remember the living and the survivors who continue to struggle in the aftermath.
We built this vessel and we made it out of willow and yucca and lichen and seaweed, and those are all plants that are supposed to help with the absorption of radiation.
In the evening, they sent the woven boat and flower arrangement into the sea, launching from Salmon Creek. Listening again to Japanese news coverage, it's easy to recall the horror of that day as multiple disasters hit. The earthquake, the tremendous tsunami, which traveled 6 miles inland and struck, among other things, the Daiichi nuclear power plant. Though 3 separate safety systems were in place to prevent nuclear meltdown, they failed, one after another. The site continues to have significant problems and leak radiation. Hundreds of thousands of people remain displaced. Those staying in the area live under the constant threat of exposure. Children in the Fukushima prefecture are advised not to play outside more than a few minutes a day. Many people on this coast are also worried about radiation's effect on their children. But Fukushima radiation detected so far in Canada remains minuscule, far lower than levels set for drinking water safety, and lower than the naturally occurring radiation already in the ocean. But to keep an eye on things, Ken Buesler, a scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution in Massachusetts, is launching a citizen science project in which West Coast volunteers will collect samples for testing.
We Skyped with him about that project, and we're very excited about that. I'd like to see it happen in our county because just as a baseline, so we can tell if there is a change.
Some initial testing in the area, Spiel says, has shown that levels are low, and she hopes it remains that way. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.